Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I was leaving my car and I pressed the red button and it was the phone that hung up.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry about that.
So let me ask you, we are just about to end up the survey. We just have a couple of questions now. So let me ask you, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County?
Yeah, not confident at all, because the voters, they've turned down so many bond issues from the schools to be improved, and the voters themselves, they've turned it down. And so that's why I say not at all. And then they treated the hotel tax profit. They treated them like a scam. They received money, and then they treated it like a scam, and the money didn't go where it was supposed to go.
Oh, got it. Now, I have a statement here in which basically says community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. So how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm familiar, yes.
Very familiar?
That's the money.
Familiar?
Yeah, somewhat familiar.
Got it.
They always receive title grants for their community development, but they mainly spend it on the streets and sidewalks and very few homes that need renovation and remodeling. Very few people get hold of that money to remodel their own homes.
Oh,
senior citizens living in homes where they need new roofs.
Mm-hmm.
They die before they can never, ever put up a new roof on their home. You know?
Okay. Got it.
Or they die with outdated plumbing, outdated everything in their house because they've reached a level where they can't. But these programs don't reach the people, and they just spend the money on streets, sidewalks, and that's about it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now let me ask you, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Yeah, not at all confident.
Not at all confident? Got it. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
I've been thinking about moving myself. So in the next 5 years, one of my goals is to sell my home, fix up my home and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So probably leave.
So very likely.
This county, yeah.
And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are like to move from that area?
It's not much amenities, I don't know what to call them, here and I no longer feel safe in the neighborhood. For example, the speed chases that have gone on in the neighborhood, and sometimes you call the police to report a situation.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they don't show up at all or don't get back with you.
No. Okay.
And they'll say that they're busy, that they can't go. And you call the dog pound or the dog catcher to get some wild dogs, report wild dogs and stuff like that. And they don't want to deal with picking up a dog or something like that. So very bad thirst. And then the quality of life here is pretty bad. It's the water is bad, but I guess that's everywhere. But But at least, you know, you can go to a, move to another subdivision. And so the only thing is to find a better place with better stores, better quality stores, and places where they have recycling. They don't have that here anymore. Stuff like that, you know.
Got it.
It's just a town being promoted more like the people you don't, really don't know. You know, like who owns the massage parlors, who owns the game rooms and all that kind of stuff.
I see. Now, finally, I just have a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed, sir?
Me?
Yep.
I have a bachelor's degree, and then I've done master's degree work. But I don't have a master's degree, but I have a bachelor's degree.
Got it. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Voted Democrat.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what is your age?
63.
Okay. And do you have a school age child living in your household?
No.
No? Got it. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Yeah. Latino.
Got it. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
No? Got it. And let me ask you, is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,000, between $40,000 and $74,000, or above the $75,000?
Yeah, I'll say above $75,000.
Got it. And are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, or student, or currently unemployed?
Employed full-time.
Got it. And, you know, I have this question, so it's just part of the survey. So in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Yeah, male.
Male? Got it. All right, sir. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for all your time. You were very patient with me, and I really appreciate that. So this last question just concludes our survey. So thank you very much for all your time. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Okay. Hope
thank
I
you
hear
very
from
much.
The results of the survey.
Got it.
Yeah.
And thank you. That
okay.
helps me a lot. Trust me. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay.
Have a good day.
All right.
Take care.
All right.